They think he did it, or they suspicion he did it.
Okay. All right. This whole structure you call
a house.
And you'd have two
houses.
Okay. What about the usually, I guess, the biggest building on a farm? That would be
the barn.
Okay. Would you what would you call the upper part where you might store hay?
Loft.
Okay. Any kind of building where corn might be kept or grain stored?
Yeah, now corn you keep in a corn crib.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a separate place for grain, feed grains.
Mm-hmm.
A grain crib, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, granary, that's a term, that means to me one of those big silos,
mm-hmm.
commercial production deal.
Okay. How would you say, what's done with hay right after it's cut? Not say if you're not going to bale it, you might do what with it?
Well, you'd at least have to stack it.
Mm-hmm.
Some way or other.
And you call the thing itself, that's a...
haystack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard, say, if a farmer is just using a wagon to cart the hay off, something, some kind of wooden frame that he might have on it to extend the its load capacity?
Yeah, no, they call those hay barracks, I believe. Yeah, I believe that's what they call them. So we never fooled much with hay when we were making gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
when you say hay barracks, you're not thinking of some kind of shelter, are you?
You know, that could be.
Have you ever heard of anything called a hay rack?
Yeah, now, yeah, that's what it would be. Not a hay barrack, but a hay rack.
This frame I'm talking about.
Yeah,
okay.
to increase the load on the truck.
Okay. Any terms you've ever heard for small piles of hay racked up in the field?
Maybe a hay mow. I've heard people say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And getting back to this hay barrack, is that your term for a shelter?
Yeah, now that, see, a hay, yeah, okay, let me see if I can remember all this. A hay barrack is the, if you're not going to pick the hay up and cart it off right away, you got to do something with it. You can either tote it to the barn, take it to the barn, or you can leave it in the field. But if you do that to keep from getting wet, then you've got to get you some poles and I think nowadays they even use tarpaulins,
mm-hmm.
for this purpose,
mm-hmm.
and to make some kind of shelter. That'd be a hay barrack.
I've seen those damn things all the time. I don't know what to call them, other than some kind of shelter outside, you know, just the four poles.
Yeah, the only reason I know that they're called hay, that I have a name for it, is because there are a lot of people in Sail Creek that that made some spending money by baling hay.
Have you seen these things? They're not conventional bales, but they look like somehow or another they've been rolled up.
Yeah, but I don't really have any name for that.
Hay rolls.
Hay rolls.
Okay. Is there any sort of shelter where, say, a farmer might keep his cows inside during the rain?
Well, now, if you've got you just got a few cows, you can keep them in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you've got several